Remember how all during the trials and turmoil of remote learning, how teachers said, through their unions, of course, that they wouldn't return to the classrooms unless it was safe, and one of those elements for safety was a COVID-19 vaccine? Well, he got it. So everyone's ready to go back to the classroom now, right? Maybe not. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, she, low context clue, ominous comments. This was a interview she was having with Chuck Todd on MSNBC. We're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. We're going to try to open up schools. That's the key word there, try. That was kind of a retreat from her concession a couple of months ago that after throwing impediments up to in-person instruction for over a year, that at that time, 2 months ago, she said we can and we must reopen schools in the fall. Now it's try. Adding to the potholes in the road to the return to this classroom is how the national teachers unions have refused to support a vaccine mandate for teachers. Again, Randy Weingarten. Vaccinations must be negotiated between employers and workers, not coerced. The NEA supports allowing an option for weekly testing for teachers instead of a vaccine mandate. New York State United Teachers Union also opposes a vaccine mandate. So the Delta variant supposedly presents a medical threat so dire that it could potentially limit schooling for the third year in a row, but it's not serious enough to require a vaccine requirement for teachers. Considering how teachers want to keep remote learning on the table, at least, what's that mean for students? Has remote learning filled the education needs? Disruptions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic left students notably behind where they could have been if we had a regular school year last year. This is according to research that came out this past week by NWEA, that's an education research organization, and the consulting firm McKinsey and Company. The McKinsey report illustrates, you can certainly say, significant impact on K-12 students throughout last year with remote learning. By the end of the spring of the 2021 school year, students were 5 months behind in math, 4 months behind in reading, and that's just on average. Study took a look at more than 1.6 million K-12 students in over 40 states, reflected a more optimistic outlook than earlier projections, which estimated the pandemic would leave children up to 10 months behind in math and half a year in reading. Historically, disadvantaged students suffered the most, according to McKinsey. Children in majority black schools, they were 6 months behind at the end of the year. Students in low-income schools, 7 months of what researchers called unfinished learning. Separate study by the NWEA confirmed most of that. While most students suffered some degree of learning loss, it was most pronounced in low-income schools and among students of color. The report took a look at data from growth exams taken by 5.5 million 3rd through 8th grade students before and during the pandemic, and they compared the progress and found that students were behind on average 3 to 6 percentile points in reading, 8 to 12 percentile points in math. The discrepancies by income level were pretty drastic too. While higher income schools fell behind 2 to 3 percentage points in reading, 6 to 9 percentage points in math, low income schools dropped 4 to 11 points in reading, 6 to 17 points in math. Black, Hispanic, Native American students saw losses up to twice as high as their white counterparts and almost three times as high as Asian Americans. Reading from the McKinsey report, the cumulative effects of the pandemic could have a long-term impact on an entire generation of students. The fallout from the pandemic threatens to depress this generation's prospects and constrict their opportunities far into adulthood. We have researchers now projecting that learning losses, higher dropout rates, decisions not to go to college, that could result in somewhere between $49,000 to $61,000 in lost earning potential per student over their lifetime. Came across a survey by the National Parent Teachers Association. They found 52% of parents felt their kids would be prepared for the next grade. Another 63% of parents said they believe the child was behind where they would have been in a normal school year. Dropout rate, by the way, in the U.S., that's been on the decline over a decade, reaching 5% in 2018. But the McKinsey report is suggesting that number could go back up if kids aren't back in class in traditional learning environments. They're estimating anywhere between 600,000 and 1.2 million 8th through 12th graders could drop out of school altogether because of the pandemic. That was based on increase in the number of chronically absent students, which nearly doubled from pre-COVID levels, and was driven by higher absenteeism among white and Hispanic students. By the end of the spring, we had 98% of students with access to in-person learning once again. That was a big increase from about the 40% of classrooms that were open in the fall of 2020, yet some parents are still on the fence about going back to school for their kids full-time. Survey of parents by McKinsey again. 24% did not want to send their kids back to school for in-person instruction this fall. Black parents, 34% of them, saying they were hesitant to have their kids back in the classroom. But hopefully these report findings and stats about falling behind will better educate those parents. As far as remote learning in New Jersey schools, if you believe what the governor is saying, ain't going to happen. He's staying adamant that all students will be in their classrooms for the opening of school this year. When asked if he was reconsidering having virtual options for this coming school year, that's being pushed by some groups online apparently, Murphy's answer? No. He went further. He said, we fully expect that kids will be full-time in person. We need full days.